Hello, who is this?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Casey with the callback. How may I assist you?
Yes. Are you calling regarding from Future Gadgets?
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code so I can verify your account?
Yes. My zip code is 113.
I'm sorry, sir. You're breaking up. Could you please repeat that for me?
I said my zip code is 44103.
All right, that was 44103?
Yes, it is.
All right, and the first and last name on the account, please, sir?
The name was Lauren Willoughby Omar, and I didn't open up an account with you guys. I bought, you advertised a small backpack on YouTube, and it was advertised as free, just pay the shipping, just click on the link. And I clicked on the link, I bought it, okay? It cost me $5.74, that was on the 2nd. I was checking the bank account, and all of a sudden, there's another charge, guys, $67.30, okay? I didn't buy anything else from you guys. But when I... The invoice number was 262-962-819. You there?
Yes, sir. If you could just hold for a second. My system's going a little slow, but I do know what happened. When you signed up for the backpack and you paid shipping and handling in the terms and conditions right up under it, it says within so it automatically enrolls you into our online discount store, which is the $67-$68 charge. And with that is our online discount gadget discount store. I'm sorry, I'll get it out in a second. And with that, you get a $125 voucher every month that you are.
No, I don't want any of that. I didn't, and there's nothing listed here because I did a PDF on the invoice, and all it's contact us, terms and condition, and privacy policy, and it doesn't have anything to say at all, okay? You guys have all that blocked out, okay? Because I'm looking right at the PDF, okay, that I recorded, okay, you know, that I recorded off the computer. I made a PDF of the transaction, and you don't have any open stated terms anywhere, and I didn't sign up for any kind of authorization or this club or anything else along those lines. I made a purchase, okay, for $5.74 for shipping, and that was it. And you need to stop this, otherwise, okay? Because I've already called Citibank. Because I don't make large purchases on that Citibank account. That's why I red flagged it in the first place.
Okay,
I only make $5-$10 purchases on that card. Okay, so there's no $67.32, okay, that I'm going to pay, and Citibank's not going to pay you either. I'll close the card.
Okay, sir, can I please verify your address for security purpose on the account?
1406 40th Street.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And I do apologize for all this. You said you've already contacted your bank. Have you already disputed this with your bank?
Yes, I have. And they told me to wait until it was okay. Then, okay, I can go. There's a terms and it's not there right there in the open anyway. Because if I never would have allowed that transaction.
Give me just a second. Sorry, I'm working on your account. All right, I do apologize for all this, sir.
Okay, to whom am I speaking again?
You are speaking with Casey. We are a third-party call center.
All right. You know, it's based in Colorado, and the charge from Mexico. You know, and your call center, okay, is California. This is kind of state.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a trouble hearing that last statement. My headset was going in and out. Could you please repeat it for me?
I said that the item was from Colorado. It was from Mexico. And it's in the call center, California. You know, so it seems to me like you guys have some kind of multi-state going on here.
No, sir. We just have a lot of customers that we subcontract out to. We don't deal with the shipping part.
Mm-hmm.
We're just customer service. So when you have a call and complain or you want to refund, you're talking to us.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll accept it. I'll accept your word for that right there. Okay. But I want that charge taken off, and I want whatever, you know, pay that you that plan to charge me for. Okay. I don't want any more charges on my card from you guys. I'm not doing business with you.
Yes, sir. I do understand, and I do apologize for the incident. Now, I can only offer 35% since, I mean, you've already went to the bank and disputed it, so I'm going to have to get you to call back with the bank also before we can actually issue a refund.
What does that mean? You're basically saying you're going to credit me a third of my money, okay? You're going to credit me a third of the money that you awfully charged me for in the first place, and then I'm going to dispute it, and then you're going to continue to try and charge off of my card?
No, sir. I had asked you earlier in the conversation if you had disputed it with your bank already, and you had told me yes.
The first thing I did was call the bank, okay, to find out what was going on, okay, and they told me, okay, I have to wait until the charge goes through. It's still in the state.
Okay, so you.
It hasn't been disputed yet. Okay. It's going to get disputed. Okay, you don't take this charge off of you.
Okay, see, that's where we were getting the misunderstanding, sir. That's my fault. See, if it's been disputed, you have to call back with your bank. But since you did not dispute it yet, yes, sir, I can go ahead and, you know, we can do a refund. So I can refund you for the $67.32. Did you still want the book bag, or did you want that tactical pack, or did you want that canceled?
Well, you already shipped it. It arrived.
Okay.
It's a nice little bag. Okay.
Okay.
So very underhanded the way you guys, okay, you know, approach this thing, okay? Because, you know, it's like when you go through, okay, when you order that bag, they take you through like, you know, 50 different pages, okay, of, you know, well, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll give you that. this, and, you know, you want to order this, and you have to keep six. No thanks. No thanks. All I want is the bag, okay? So you get all the way to the end, okay? And, you know, they ask you for your card information, okay? And don't charge you for the bag. They charge shipping. That's it, okay? And, you know, but they didn't leave any telephone number or anything else, and there's nothing else on that invoice, okay, other than just the word contact us, okay? You know, copyright 2022, all right, sir, just okay? None of that is out, okay? I'm not even sure if it clicks for, to tell you the truth.
Okay,
but
sir.
I'll never get them.
Okay, sir, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
C as in Charlie, 263,
mm-hmm.
118, 310.
Okay, let me repeat that. C as in cat, 263. 118 310.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And it'll take 3 to 5 business days for the refund to go into your account, and you won't be charged anymore.
Okay, and you're not going to continue to try and charge me, right?
No, sir, we are not.
Okay, all right, so this is the final cancellation.
Yes, sir.
For the 7:30, am I correct on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to call my bank, okay, and let them know, okay, that cancellation number is.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you again.
You're so welcome. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And-